Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Radio family, good morning. Welcome once again. It's good to have your great company and the great company of members of our community-focused family. Time to jumpstart another great conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard on our Odyssey stations. Thank you for tuning in every Saturday to not only hear great conversation with members of our community-focused family, but to hear some great information. And I can't think of a finer person to share that with us because there have been some changes alone in the state of North Carolina, new laws that have been in place within the last month or so, and some other changes that are of importance to know, including the North Carolina Medicaid expansion. So we're going to have a little Q&A session on this, hopefully not only having the newest member of our Community Focus family answer my questions, but hopefully we'll answer your questions as well, and how to get additional information if we don't have the opportunity to do so on this program. So, without further ado, she's the newest member. Newbie title, quickly gone. You officially family, Marissa D. Adams, who serves as the Division Director of Medicaid Services, the Forsyth County Department of Social Services. Good morning, Marissa. How are you?
Good morning, Renee. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And thank you so much, because this is very important information for the majority of our listeners who, I like to say, we have reached the golden age. And for those who are not quite there yet, this is a great opportunity to jumpstart on getting the information to prepare one who might be slightly under the golden age. So thank you for being here on the program and welcome to the Community Focus family.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So let's get our Q&A and our great conversation underway with just some general information by starting, is North Carolina expanding, of course, access to Medicaid?
Yes, ma'am. North Carolina, as of March, was signed into law, implementing on December 1st, is expanding Medicaid coverage to individuals the ages of 19 to 64 mm-hmm. that were not eligible prior to mm-hmm. this time.
Excellent. Now, the basic question to ask, of course, next is what health services will North Carolina, the state, cover?
The state of North Carolina has what we call managed care Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
So it is all inclusive, meaning it takes a whole person care approach.
Right.
So just like anyone that's employed, they have the HMOs, the PPOs.
Right.
They have Medicaid now has a system that serves just in that model. So
excellent.
They take care of physical, mental, emotional, substance abuse.
Yeah.
Vision,
wow.
Hearing,
mm-hmm.
it's full coverage medic, full
excellent.
Coverage insurance.
I can relate to the vision, a person who's been wearing glasses for quite some time. And of course, you know, we have a lot of initials that sometimes can get a little bit confusing.
Mm-hmm.
But the purpose, of course, on this show is to get many of us acclimated to exactly what's going on. So say, for instance, primary care. So you can go to a doctor for a checkup or when you're not feeling well. And, of course, hospital services when you need to stay overnight and things of that nature. Correct?
Yes, ma'am. Correct.
And how long have you served? And this is just sort of an aside question as the division director for Medicaid services.
I have been with Forsyth County for 1 year in this position. However, okay. I have over 18 years of experience in the Medicaid field. I started out at Forsyth County as a caseworker.
Oh,
and
okay.
I worked myself up to my current position.
Excellent. So a native of the North Carolina or Winston-Salem area?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Proud.
All
born
right.
and raised.
I was going to say, you know, I'm going to ask all the important questions. Where'd you go to school? Where'd you go to college?
Graduate of North Forsyth High School.
Love Viking in the house.
Proud.
Yes.
Proud graduate of the Winston-Salem State University.
And a belated happy homecoming. Homecoming was absolutely fantastic.
It was.
And I did fail to mention as an aside, Marissa, this was the first time in 4 years since the COVID pandemic that WSSU was able to enjoy full homecoming festivities.
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah.
It was
It
awesome.
Had to feel good because the weekend was absolutely fantastic.
It was.
Excellent.
It was. I saw so many faces that I hadn't
Wonderful.
Seen in a long,
in
long,
a long time. And probably a lot of them listening to our conversation
hopefully,
this morning.
Hopefully
they
yes.
are. So we can continue to share some great information. Now, my next question, I'll try to get two in, but if not, the nice thing is we have a part two.
Okay.
Well, we can really stretch our legs on some of the questions
okay.
regarding the NC Medicaid expansion with our Q&A. When will more people be able to get the health coverage they need through Medicaid?
Starting on December 1st.
Okay, that's right around the corner.
That is less than 45 days away.
Wow. Can you believe that? It's like, where did 2023 go? It seems like it just started, right?
Right. So after December 1st,
right.
Anyone in that age range can apply yeah. for coverage.
Okay.
You can apply for Medicaid at any time.
Oh, okay.
It is an entitlement program, so you, that means you have the right to apply, at any time.
Wow. And you mentioned this earlier, so let's kind of go back over some of the eligibility criteria. One, of course, you live in North Carolina. you are between the ages of 19 through 64. See, something, this is, I didn't know, because I'm in my 50s, so I still kind of fit that eligibility criteria. I'm going to have to look into this, so I'm glad you really are here for my benefit as well as for our listeners. And of course, you are a citizen. Some non-U.S. citizens can get health coverage through North Carolina Medicaid, and if your household income fits within a certain median.
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct. And that income median is 138% above the federal poverty income limit.
Wow.
So it is a drastic increase
from
the ranges that were previously used to determine eligibility.
Very much so. And Marissa, it makes me think, because as a society as a whole, a lot of us are living longer than I think from the days of our parents and our, and maybe our great grandparents or grandparents in general, although we may have some of those that are really up in age and are still doing well.
Right, right.
Absolutely. Great. Let me squeeze in one more question of importance. How can one apply for Medicaid? Let's talk about that.
One can apply by several means, online at www.epass.nc.gov. You can go down to your local county DSS office. In Forsyth County, we're located at 741 North Highland Avenue. Or you can call your local DSS of your county of residence. In Forsyth County, that number is 336-703-3800. And you also can mail a application to your respective DSS county.
Excellent. First of all, excellent job. You have that at such a nice pace to give people an opportunity to either write the information down or to let it kind of sink in. For those who are driving, we don't want them to be distracted trying to take the information. And of course, in the second half of the program, Marissa, we're going to repeat all of the contact information and how to get in contact with either you or someone else is equally knowledgeable about this. But in the meantime, Newbie, you did a great job. How you feel?
I feel great. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, I feel I've accomplished my job because I feel great, too. It's always great to have members of our community-focused family like yourself here on the program to share great information. We have a lot more to cover, Indeed Radio family, so thank you for your time. And, of course, the good things you're doing in our communities as well. You are listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus with me, Renee Vaughn, and the newest member. She's not a newbie. She's official now, serving as the Division Director of Medicaid Services for Forsyth County Department of Social Services, and one Marissa D. Adams. And we will be back much more the weekend edition of Community Focus right after this. Good morning, radio family. Welcome once again. Another weekend is upon us, and so is our weekend public affairs program, Community Focus, heard here on our Odyssey stations, one of which you're listening to right now. And I, Renee Vaughn, appreciate you for that, because it is time to return with another great conversation as our topic of discussion, North Carolina Medicaid expansion. And to answer a lot of the questions that some of you may have, because there are some changes that will impact the majority of us radio family, particularly those of us between the ages of 19 to 64. And I'll share with you why that age range is so important. But I want to welcome the newest member of our Community Focus family. She's officially fam now anyway, serving as the Forsyth County Department of Social Services Division Director for Medicaid Services, Marissa D. Adams. And Marissa, welcome to the Community Focus family. Good to have you on board.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. We are ready to engage in great conversation. And as I mentioned, Marissa, some questions that many of our listeners may have regarding the NC Medicaid expansion, such as how long will it take to find out, especially if one is eligible between that age range once they apply?
Once the application is placed, by Medicaid policy, you have up to they have up to 45 days to process the application.
Okay.
However, there are some key things that you can do to help speed up the application process. There are eligibility factors such like proof of residency, proof of income if you have it.
Okay.
If you have that information when you place your application, it will help the application process go a little faster.
Excellent. So for many of us who are in the working world or the secular world, as some of us refer to it, of course, we can always obtain copies of our W-2 forms and other important financial information mm-hmm. that we can bring with us. So that's really great. Now, what if one, and of course, you know, we live in a beautiful country that is comprised of so many different cultures and different mixtures of races. Are non-U.S. citizens eligible for health care coverage through NC Medicaid?
There are a few classes, LPRs, lawful permanent residents, okay. that aren't subject to the 5-year ban. Right. Some Cuban and Haitian refugees, asylees, okay. they are eligible under that class. Mm-hmm. However, for the non-citizens, we do have what we call emergency services.
Okay.
So if they have a life-threatening event,
right.
They have occurred,
right.
It could be covered by Medicaid.
Okay, really good to know. So basically for that individual, the importance of having proper documentation mm-hmm. on that person as well. That is great. Let's kind of shift gears here a little bit and talk about, of course, the coverage and the cost. Starting with, if one has already had Medicaid coverage, will their benefits change?
No, their benefits will not change. Medicaid expansion program, which will be known as MXP,
mm-hmm.
Is just an additional category of Medicaid. So all Medicaid programs that we had in place before mm-hmm. are still in place, and no changes to that coverage.
Great. Now, Marissa, let me interject, because before I get to my next question, I wanted to give you a heads up, Radio Family. You can actually learn more about the Medicaid expansion. There is a number of town hall meetings that are going to be taking place within the next several, really, days now as we're having this conversation. And we want to make sure that we share as many of these locations and dates with you to get you prepared, so that if you do have questions that are not necessarily addressed either by me or answers that are addressed by Marissa, you definitely can address them at one of the Medicaid expansion town hall meetings. Let me ask you this before we do share that important information, Marissa. What are the differences between Medicaid expansion coverage and, let's say, getting coverage through a standard plan, what they call a tailored plan, a tribal option, or Medicaid direct members? That's a lot.
Those are different classes of Medicaid.
Oh, okay.
Standard plan refers to the the most common plan, which is the managed care plan that I spoke about,
right.
that most of the individuals receive. Medicaid Direct is for those individuals who receive Medicaid through the state of North Carolina, not involved with the prepaid health plans.
Okay.
So for some reason, they may... those are usually like our limited services that may receive okay. Medicaid Direct.
Okay.
Tribal and...
we said tailored. I think I said
tailored. Mm-hmm. Tribal is a special plan that mm-hmm. is isolated for our Native Americans.
Okay.
Nice. They usually receive benefits through the reservation. So
okay.
they have their own type of Medicaid service.
But they do get coverage.
They do get coverage.
And lastly, I think we said the Medicaid Direct members.
Direct are those individuals that we may only pay their Medicaid mm-hmm. Or they have specialized needs.
Right, right.
That can't be addressed by the telephone, the prepaid health plans.
Okay. And that's great to know, Marissa, because the next question is, and this is where we can get into the upcoming Medicaid expansion at the town hall meetings, if a person listening right now is like, well, I don't know which one I fall under all of those that were just discussed, that can be something that can be addressed
mm-hmm.
at the meetings. So let's start with a discussion that's going to be, first of all, led by you
yes.
as the Medicaid Services Division Director, and it's open to the community. The nice thing too, Radio Family, no registration is required. You just show up basically at the locations that we're about to break down. Now, there was one at Walkertown, a library. That one has passed, but we do have one upcoming on November 4th from 1 to 2 p.m. This is going to be at the Louisville Library And that is 6490 Shallowford Road in Lewisville. So area residents of the Lewisville vicinity, you have a fine opportunity to get a lot of great information within that time span. If you are near Rinalda Manor, there will be a Medicaid expansion town hall meeting on November 8th. This will be in the evening from 6:30 until 7:30 p.m. And this is at 2839 Fairlawn Drive in Winston-Salem. And let me stop right there, Marissa, because I just realized that this is likely starting with the Lewisville Library location. That'll be the weekend of daylight saving time, where we're going to be changing clocks again. So we're going to fall back. And, of course, we're going to be losing that extra daylight, which I always miss. Though I love the cooler weather, I miss the longer days. So,
with that, perfectly understand.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad I'm not the only one. But back to the more important Medicaid expansion town hall meetings, rather. The next one will be November 9th. That, too, will be from 6:30 until 7:30 p.m. This is at the Southside Library at 3185. Now, I have family from South Carolina that pronounced it Buchanan. And some say Buchanan, so it's like potato, potato, whichever right. one you feel most comfortable pronouncing. But we'll say for the sake of this conversation, 3185 Buchanan Street in Winston-Salem. And then finally, there will be another town hall meeting on Medicaid expansion with Marissa Adams at the Central Library. And this is November 29th, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at 660 West 5th Street, and that too is in Winston-Salem. So you got some great locations and some great dates.
Yes, it was strategically placed in those locations because I wanted to touch each corner of the county of Forsyth and end up with the centralized location at the library, just to give those in those areas that may not want to travel into Winston.
Right.
An opportunity to get this information.
Excellent. Not only beautiful, but brilliant. Smart. I like that. I like that, Marissa.
Thank you.
You're
thank
so
you.
Welcome. And let me take this opportunity to say to all of you, radio family, thank you for your wonderful company. Each of you, beautiful, handsome, smart, brilliant as well. The weekend edition of Community Focus with me, Renee Vaughn. We are discussing the North Carolina Medicaid expansion. We just mentioned some town hall meetings. And Marissa, I'm going to make arrangements that outside of putting this on one of our Odyssey stations as our podcast, we do have various Odyssey websites as well. I'm going to try to put that information up for those that may just be joining us and you didn't hear it. We're going to try to repeat all of that before we get to the end of the great conversation. But back to my next question, can one have Medicaid and receive the Medicaid expansion?
Medicaid expansion is just another category of Medicaid. Mm-hmm. One can have another private health insurance in addition to Medicaid.
Right.
Medicaid will just be the second payer that's provided that the primary payer allows
to
have coverage.
So it's nice to know that there are options.
Yes.
Definitely. Now, are there other insurance options if one still does not qualify for Medicaid under the new rules? Let's talk about that.
Yes, there is still the Affordable Health Care Act.
Okay.
Those individuals that may not qualify for Medicaid expansion still can apply for coverage at healthcare.gov.
Mm-hmm.
That is still up and running and still offering great benefits for individuals that may not be able to afford them on their employer.
Okay. Excellent. And this is such great information. Radio family, in case you weren't with us a little earlier in the program, Marissa and I have been engaged in great conversation, both off air as well as on air with this great conversation on the weekend edition of Community Focus. And again, the eligibility criteria, wanted to make sure that everyone has an understanding of that. One, of course, most importantly, you have to live in the state of North Carolina, be between the ages of 19 through 64, be a citizen, but some non-U.S. citizens can still get health coverage through NC Medicaid. And if your household income fits within a median chart, I actually want to break this down a little bit, Marissa, if I can. Mm-hmm. So household size for single adults making $20,120 or less, a family of two, $27,214 or less, family of three, $34,307 or less, Family of four, $41,400 or less. Family of five, $48,493 or less. And if you have a nice, sizable family of six, you're eligible as well if the average median income is $55,586 or less. Mm-hmm. So thank you for providing that great information for us to share. Now, the next question, will someone be automatically enrolled in Medicaid under the new rules that are in place?
Yes, there are some situations where the individual will be automatically enroll.
Right.
We have a program called Family Planning Medicaid that's very limited coverage, exclusive for family planning needs and STI treatments. Yes. Of those individuals, if they fall in that income guidelines on December 1st, they will automatically switch to the new Medicaid expansion program, MPX.
Yes.
So those individuals that now have family planning that are at the 133% federal poverty income limit, they will automatically move to the new Medicaid category.
Excellent. So, Radio Family, with that said, and Marissa, thank you for providing this information that we can share. Basically, one can receive a packet in the mail that will include a new Medicaid ID card. And that ID card also has the name of your primary care doctor. You can actually change doctors through your health plan.
You can.
Excellent.
You can.
And Medicaid will pay for the doctor visits, your yearly checkups, your emergency care, mental health services. That is so important because that's becoming a very, for lack of a better word, a hot topic, a very important topic that's impacting not just young adults, but really all of us. From particularly any age range, but particularly younger ones, I think, who have been feeling the impacts of mental health, rather, since the COVID-19 pandemic especially. Yes. And other great services that will be at little or no cost to you. Now, why won't everyone with the family planning, speaking of which, Marissa, program benefits be automatically included or enrolled, rather, in the full coverage through Medicaid?
Some of those individuals may still be over the new income limit.
Gotcha.
So at that time, if their income changes, again, Medicaid is an entitlement program, and you can apply for Medicaid at any time.
Excellent. Well, speaking of that, let's shift gears again, and you're right on it with me, Mama. I appreciate that. Let's talk a little bit with a couple of more questions before we bring our great conversation to a close. Discussing the expansion benefits. So how will North Carolina provide health coverage for more people through NC Medicaid?
That will be done by the individual will have to place an application to be covered.
Right.
It's not an automatic process.
Okay.
So that individual can apply in various means. They can apply online at www.epass.nc.gov. They can visit their local DSS office in Forsyth County. It's located at 741 Highland Avenue, and you would need to apply for Medicaid in your county of residence.
Okay, excellent. And to say too, Marissa, because at the time we're having this conversation, we're not quite at December 1st, but to also say you don't have to wait to that date. To activate and get all of this up and running.
Right. And what will happen is you may be approved for that family planning for that 1 month of November.
Right.
But in December, it would flip to the
full plan. Excellent. Now, why is expanding Medicaid good for my community or for anyone's community who's listening to us here?
It's an opportunity to address so many health equities amongst our people, or just the community in general.
Right.
There are so many deficiencies when it comes to treating, especially this younger population in that 19 to 64.
Absolutely. Because I don't know about you, Marissa, but this would not have been a topic of discussion. And I don't want to say it would not have been an important one, but I'm thinking at 19, do I really need all of this? You never know. Unforeseen circumstances can always occur. You can you don't have to be a particular age to get sick.
You do not.
Or to have a terminal illness or anything. I mean, it strikes at various times, various ages, and of course, all cultures of us living in our community. So this is really, and I believe I mentioned this earlier, it's a good stepping stone. Even if you're not quite at 19 years of age, you may be 6 months or a year away. Or again, if you're between that criteria age of 19 through 64, I'd like to see 64. I got about 11 more, Marissa, before I get to that particular point. So you do the math if you know my age. But anyway, I'm just going to leave it at that. But yeah, it's just so much important information on how everyone between that age range can receive the excellent coverage, I feel, and I'm sure that you and your entire staff feel, that's deserving of that individual. We all need health care coverage to some
absolutely
degree.
Absolutely. And yes, we again, with the other Medicaid programs that we have in place, we will continue to cover excellent the babies and
yes,
the children
right
and the elderly. This population is specific because the 19 through 64, when previously before this was passed, mm-hmm, if you turned 19, you aged out of children's Medicaid at the age of 20.
Right.
So you aged out at 20 once you turned 21. So if you didn't have any children in your home of your own, you were not eligible for Medicaid.
You had no coverage.
You had no coverage.
Outside of maybe if you had a job and you were being covered by your employer.
And the other end, if you weren't age 65, you weren't disabled, blind, you didn't qualify for adult. So that gap was tremendous.
I'm sure it was.
I mean, you go from used to having coverage, going to a doctor regularly,
right,
to not having anything.
Anything, exactly.
It is an opportunity to bring not only healthcare to our community, but jobs.
Absolutely.
Because I am to get all these applications that I expect to see processed, I am hiring. Are hiring at Forsyth County Department of Social Services.
This is excellent. So this is bonus here on the Weekend Edition.
So please look out. The position is income maintenance caseworker. The minimum education requirement is a GED or a high school diploma.
Wow.
So if you have that, and if you have exceeding that, that will be compensated as well.
Excellent.
So please look out for income maintenance caseworker at the Forsyth County job postings.
Excellent, Marissa. And, of course, be a people person like Marissa, too. That couldn't hurt. Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing that. I have a couple of more questions that should fill our time remaining quite nicely. Marissa, will expansion help improve access, and we touched on this earlier, to mental health services or even substance abuse treatment? That's a very important topic of discussion as well.
Yes, ma'am. Medicaid will help with all of those, especially with the health plans. See, the health plans have added benefits.
Right.
So they do have wraparound services in addition to things that Medicaid will cover as well.
Okay. Excellent. And my last question before we repeat, if you didn't hear earlier, Radio Family, you can learn more about this wonderful information and conversation that we're having here on Community Focus, a Medicaid expansion town hall, several that's going to be hosted by the Forsyth County Health and Human Services, and discussions led by Marissa Adams, again, the Medical Services Division Director. My last question, speaking of hardworking individuals, what about those, or how can workers, Marissa, without health insurance benefit from these new rules from expanding access to Medicaid?
They will finally be able to afford health care. In my earlier years as a caseworker, one of the most challenging things I encountered was the working parent that worked like at Walmart or McDonald's that worked 40 hours a week, made a little bit too much to qualify for Medicaid for themselves. But, you know, oftentimes, well, as long as my children are covered, that was what I always heard. Now is an opportunity for those parents to have coverage themselves, because we know that if mom is not well, mom or dad not well, they can't take care of the children adequately. So it's an awesome opportunity for those working parents who have had to sacrifice not having health care, having health care now. It's a wonderful opportunity for those that have had to go without their mental health treatment because they haven't had a means to receive medication, counseling, or treatment. And same thing for substance abuse.
Absolutely. Well, you did a phenomenal job. You phenomenal woman, you.
Thank you
so much, Marissa.
You too.
And again, thank you. And welcome to the Community Focus family. Now, again, if you want to learn more, because there were a lot of questions, I'm sure, Radio Family, and hopefully some of you were taking some good notes and are making plans, especially to learn more about the Medicaid expansion at a number of town hall meetings. Again, the next one will be November 4th. This is 1 to 2 p.m., Louisville Library at 6490 Shalliford Road in Louisville. Rinalda Manor will be in Winston-Salem at 2839 Fairlawn Drive on November 8th, and this is an evening town hall, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. It will also be a town hall meeting at the Southside Library at 3185 Buchanan Street in Winston-Salem. This is November 9th, also 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. And the last town hall meeting will take place at the Central Library, and that is not until November 29th. Never too early to prepare, right? And that'll be from 6:30 to 7:30 at 660 West 5th Street, also in Winston-Salem. Marissa, is there anything that we didn't cover, any closing comments or thoughts you'd like to share this morning?
Again, thank you for having me. I'm extremely excited about Medicaid expansion. It's so many stories that I could share about how Medicaid has touched different lives, and it's an opportunity for other lives to be touched by, because healthcare is a right.
It is. Absolutely. And look what you did there. You perfectly said it. You saved me the job of having to invite you on a future program, because I'm never one and done with Community Focus Family, Marissa. I don't know if you were aware of that, being the newest member, but the door is always open. And that would be a wonderful opportunity the next time we can get together and have conversation to share many of those stories with some of the area families, and to see how much this is really benefiting so many that didn't have access to any type of health care. So continue the great work and what you do, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Radio Family, as well. Fabulous company. Your listenership is so important to us. Thanking you for your time and what you're doing in our communities as well. Keep up the good work, too. And remember from me, Renee Vaughn, and all of our Community Focus family that now include Marissa D. Adams, Division Director of Medicaid Services for Scythe County Department of Social Services. By the way, the physical location, again, is 741 North Highland Avenue in Winston-Salem. No goodbyes. Just until next time, have a safe and wonderful remainder of your weekend, Radio Family. And you have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.